Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 219, April the 9th, the day after the big Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliant and Sustainability Home Show, Don.
Right, something to crow about, yeah.
Absolutely.
Just like they said on the mugs, or like we said on the mugs.
Yeah, because we are they and they
we are
we.
Yeah, us is them.
Still crowing.
Still crowing about
the
Owl
Creek Gazette.
Self-reliant
and sustainability home show 2017. So for those folks who joined us yesterday,
we're just bunch drunk.
Yeah. In fact, someone asked me close to the end of yesterday, how you doing? And I said, somewhere between exhausted and elated. And I think that's anytime you plan any big event, that's going to be the case if it's been successful. And ours really was. It was a wonderful day. And anybody there can vouch for that kind of assessment because it was lively. It was friendly. We had so many people comment on the fact that the whole atmosphere was one of camaraderie and sharing of information. It was just great.
I had, you know, people say, well, how many people do you think attended? Well, you know, someplace between 200 and 300. We served a bunch of meals. We had a bunch of happy people. And,
well,
you know, it was in pulses through the day, too. Because and it's difficult to determine. We've just not done a final accounting on it.
I think we're closer to 200 paying people as they went through the door. But then you've got to also account for the vendors mm-hmm. and the musicians that came. So that's really a nice way. And that, since we had it out, some of the activities outdoors and some of the activities indoors, there was, like you said, it came from pulses throughout the day, people walking in the front door and buying a ticket. A lot of folks stayed for lunch, and lunch was really good. Thank you, Mark and Debbie Gasser. Can't beat anything cooked over an open fire.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, and fortunately, we got to take a loaf of, there was an extra loaf of bread. We got to take that home. So we've got
breakfast
some
this morning.
You had breakfast this morning. And, you know, I should have made
Vegs.
Vegs, what we call Vegs, V eggs. And, you know, what's the real name of it?
I don't know.
Pig in a poke. No, that isn't it.
Toad in a hole.
Toad in a hole. That was it. Toad in a hole.
For people who have no clue what we're talking about, Don just takes a piece of bread, cuts out the center, and puts the egg and cooks the egg right in that center of the toast. We call it Vegs because on the movie V for Vendetta, that was also served as breakfast. So that's where we got Vegs.
Yeah, Chairman Sutter's butter was the one that was stolen from the train, liberated from the train, as
mm-hmm.
it was.
Mm-hmm. In the movie.
In the movie,
yeah.
Yeah, V for Vendetta.
So yesterday, we started out the day, of course, bright and early. Because we wanted to get there, put the sign up. The sign looks so nice. Dan and Joanne Johnson are always helpful to make our old sign look new.
And the new part of it looked even better.
Yeah. We changed the word that says Expo. They helped us make it to Exposium last year, and now it's Home Show this year. And then we had our sponsors on the bottom of the sign, and Bradford National Bank, Buckeye of Greenville, and the Sunshine House Health Food Store. So I've got several pictures of that, and it just looks really cool.
Yeah.
And then the vendors started coming in around 7:30 in the morning and setting up. And what a wonderful mix of vendors. We've promoted them in the magazine, on the podcast, and listed all their names. But to see them there in force.
Yeah, in force, yeah. Under one roof. It was cool.
It was.
Yeah.
And we had several of the vendors comment on the fact that they saw that as community, And that's what we always hope for in the magazine, that we're building this Outkreek Gazette community. And as the vendors get to know each other from past events, or that they're writers in the magazine and they share that information, it's really neat to see that community growing.
And it's a force to be reckoned with. We came together as a unit yesterday, and that's really, that's the truth. It was a unit, a unified people, all pulling the oar in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our hats off, our little Outkreek Gazette owl hat off to everybody that attended, and to everybody that was a vendor there, and anybody who helped in any way. There's so many people like that. Roxanne and
John Wrench came and helped us set up the night before, and then Roxanne helped us tear down today.
Yeah,
and so all those behind the scenes things we often say that she's a big part of, and that's the truth, no doubt about it. Taylor Steele was great getting the musicians organized. We didn't get out there much to see the musicians because we were attending to all the inside matters.
Too many other fires.
The beauty of all this is, so much of that music went up on Facebook Live that is still there to listen to, mm-hmm. and photographs. And the weather could not have been any better.
Busby and Rick McPeak, brought coffee in the morning, and coffee and bagels and tasty treats that they had. They fueled us through
from
the morning.
Adam
Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. And then we had the lunch was top-notch, like mm-hmm. you said. Devin and
Mark,
thank you. I'm a little brain faded right now at this mm-hmm. point too. And then the afternoon fair was, of course, all kinds of stuff from Nudge Coffee,
mm-hmm.
and it all held together, and, mm-hmm. and it was slathered together with a big old toast of, some bread and some butter on the end of that, and away you went. It was a good day.
It was a good day. And something else, the speakers were just wonderful. Tim Hastings was a wonderful speaker, and part of the reason was, again, that same passion. He talked about his father's writings, and we've been sharing his father's writings in the Outkreek Gazette, but for folks who have not had a chance to pick up some of Robert Hastings' material, the first book, Don, we read was
A Nickel's Worth of Skim Milk,
mm-hmm, followed by A Penny's Worth of Minced Ham, mm-hmm. about the Great Depression, and Tim read some of his father's work at his presentation, and then said he remembered when his dad was actually writing these books. His father had recently lost his mother, or Tim's grandmother at the time, and was raw with that emotion we all feel when we lose someone mm-hmm. we love. He had found some of his mother's own writings and just gone through some of her things, and he thought, I've got to put this down, the lessons I learned from my parents. So Tim shared that, and how he would watch his dad even turn away from them as he would write, because he was so sentimentally, he would be crying as he wrote this material.
Sure. Well,
so
that's cool.
That really was. It was just delightful to hear him talk about that.
The afternoon, we had Charles Ambuel had a great presentation about mushrooms, and he went into this with a little bit of trepidation because he doesn't like to do public speaking. And I told him, listen, buddy, I told him this morning. I said, you wound up having probably the biggest crowd because everybody loves mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, it did turn out that way. And he got some good feedback and good response too. He's actually got some speaking gigs going on afterward.
So we can say he began his speaking career at the Outkreek Gazette.
Self-reliant and sustainability home show.
And before you skip to the afternoon, going back to the morning after Tim Hastings,
I'm sorry,
we had John Rezabek, mm-hmm. That did his knife sharpening. I think he had quite a few people that were really interested in that.
He had a great little following. Mm-hmm. Instead of moving all of his equipment away from where he was set up, we just said, hey, y'all come on over here and watch what's going on. We'll show you how to sharpen a knife. Mm-hmm. And he did. And right there on the spot, he, mm-hmm. Throw an edge on something that was dull as and safe before, became quite sharp and could shave with later on.
Just about, yeah. Some of those blades he was showing me is like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And then we had Lois Holthaus and Mary Pennington speak about Zentangle. Oh gosh, really, it's something for everyone. You can go into it just because you want to create. You can go into it because you have an issue that you need to learn to focus or calm down or relax. And it's, so it's multi-purposed, but it's just beautiful in the end. So they did demonstrations of that kind of art and had some beautiful images that they had created set up at their vendor table too.
Well, I'm sorry I got to, I couldn't see that because I had other duties to attend to at the time, but I want to go back and at least try some of the techniques that they were talking about because it's available to do so. It as a meditative art, it really got Rick McPeak's attention. He said to us that, he said to me, at least, that he wants to participate, you know, on his own and do some of his own Zentangling, as they call it tangling.
Mm-hmm.
Tangle with your frustrations and your troubles, and away they go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's part of the.
Well, you know, you can think about when you were a little kid when you would color. You didn't think about anything else. You were just coloring. You were in the moment, and that's ideal. And so we as adults sometimes forget to live in the moment. And I think when you focus back in anything like this, that it could be relaxing physically, mentally, emotionally, and then you live in the moment. So,
well, okay. So that's what I missed. And I wish I hadn't.
You know, I'm just, as we sit here in the Creekside with Don and Jan studio with the front door open, in case you hear any noise coming through, folks, we got the front door open.
The front door's open, back door's open. We got a breeze going through here at 75 miles an hour, it feels sometimes, but it's 75 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, northern climes that don't have that yet.
Well, and what made me want to even mention that was I'm thinking of the back room there that is that Rick really wants to have for community building and hospitality. We should see if they could do a Zentangle class right in the building behind us that we're, you know, our studio's connected to. That would be a great opportunity.
Oh, it would be. Mm-hmm. And so we'll discuss that with them next week and see what goes down. We'll announce it here on Creekside. And y'all can come tangle.
So, and then we had Terry Winkleman from the Slow Foods and Backyard Sustainability Tour. My goodness, what a wealth of knowledge that she brought about their experiences in St. Louis. And then to connect that with what we're doing here, we found out we had so much in common and so many shared goals. One thing that impressed me so much about what she said is if you go to a garden tour, and a lot of times at the time you're looking for the perfect backyard, the best, the most perfectly pruned or the best looking flowers. And she said, the one thing we stress whenever we have a tour like that that shows sustainable backyards, perfection is not the goal. It is what you can do to make your yard more productive for yourself and your family while hurting the land and the earth in the least, if that makes sense.
That makes sense, yes.
So she said...
We're doing the least amount of damage.
Yes, yes. Right. So you can make it... put perfection aside, and that's not the goal. And I just like that because I think a lot of people stop from doing anything out of fear that they won't do it well or perfect, when that's not the way we need to live and look at things. It's nice to strive for, you know, what you want to accomplish, but perfection is not always in reach or necessary.
Well, and it's as simple as this. I would much prefer to see a few bugs in a backyard garden than to see one without a single bug anywhere.
Well, yeah, because you wonder why the bugs aren't there. What do they know that we don't? If they don't want to eat something in the backyard, there may be a problem there.
There's a real reason that they're not there.
Yeah.
And, you know, let praying mantises take care of the aphids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way things are.
And she was even saying when you think of a sustainable backyard, it's not just a garden. It's a garden that works for you and your family. It's a garden that works for Mother Earth. So you also might want bees. You might want chickens. It's not just the traditional garden. It's kind of like what used to be again.
Yeah, yeah.
So and then she talked about the beauty of slow foods and the slow food movement. So many good things in our life happen around the table. Happen with family and food. There's no way to separate that connection. And if we all take a minute, and we're guilty of this too, Don, where we sit down and we're in a hurry. We've got food ramming in our mouth as we're trying to finish the magazine. We're
jamming food in front of our interfaces whenever we're, you know, watching something stupid on TV.
Yeah. So it goes back to living in the moment and being aware. And so I think a lot of what we talked about yesterday and a lot of what our speakers talked about was that same thing of living in the moment and living a simpler life, which doesn't mean without. It just means a calmer, simpler life, I think.
Imagine the possibilities of a simpler life.
Yes. Buckeyes, one of our sponsors.
And Bradford National Bank, celebrating 150 years right here in Greenville. And the Sunshine House in Vandalia. Not to slight anybody that was a sponsor.
No.
We really appreciate their help and assistance with us.
Yes.
It was a marvelous day. And then John King got to express his feelings and impart knowledge about amateur radio and communications and emergency communications, and he displayed his mesh network. And what a neat way to wrap up the day, you know.
Yeah, and I didn't get to hear that when I was off doing other things point.
I sat through that one for sure because that, you know, I'm KB9 EGI.
You are.
CQ, this is KB9 EGI calling CQ. Goodbye. That's enough of that stuff. Anyhow, the day was marvelous. Period. That's it. How do you put a period on something like that? It was just a nice day.
Well, and I think something too. We've already had vendors say they want to come back. So that's really a plus too. It was one of those things. We've had several people say it was the best format we've ever done, and we've tried a lot of, well, in the 4 years we've been doing this, we've had three other experiments prior to this one. Mm-hmm. And this seemed to be, we kept the price low to walk in the door. The meal was a separate fee, so that was nice. You could choose to spend that money or not. It wasn't all incorporated in the ticket. And we had people there of all ages.
Yeah.
I think the oldest one was 90 plus, and the youngest one, I saw some babies being pushed in strollers. So that speaks well for it, too. Families came out.
Sure.
Which is what we were hoping they would do. And we had people from, oh my goodness, we're going to have to calculate how many different communities that we had. But that's nice to see those people come to Greenville and see what all we offer here, and then take that back to their communities, too.
Yeah, and the next time we do this, you know, like you said, we have done this. This is our fourth time. Mm-hmm. The fifth time will be charm.
The fifth time's a charm. So much with that third time's a charm. We're going for the fifth.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I had said to you, Don,
but what we did was different. You know, those other times,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had the bread muck.
Mm-hmm.
That was a different type and a different vibe and a different feel. It was it was something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
We had an informational opportunity for, you know, for example, growing hemp. You know, that was the focus last time. We had Eustace Conway on our very first attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's that? That's hard to top.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
And so we didn't try to top, but we tried to do something altogether different.
Yeah.
But I think this this way, like I said, we had several people say that it was the best format and the best venue that we've had so far. So having it at the American Farm Heritage Museum, having the musicians play outside, having Hills Fort open, and some of the Illinois Rangers came over and took a little trip in and around our vendors. That was fun. They were in costume, you know, fully formed uniform. So of that era, the 1812-ish era,
right? What were there? Eight Rangers and one Shawnee Indian.
Yeah, I got some pictures of those, and I'll have a lot of the pictures up on our website at owlcreekgazette.com. We'll have them up on our Facebook page. So you know, keep checking for all those things and those posts so you can get a feel for it if you didn't come. Or if you came, it's still fun to see pictures that other people took. Yeah. And I noticed several people that attended have posted their pictures. If you've got pictures out there that you took that, you know, we're not aware of, please share them on Facebook and tag us. We want to see what else is out there. That'll help us know what to put in the magazine for May as a recap. And it's just fun to see what other images people caught while they were there.
I know there was at least one live on Facebook that was done by Nudge Coffee Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go over to their Facebook page and see that live.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. And I was actually behind. I was talking to Marina whenever that was happening. As Joe was walking off with his phone, doing the camera thing, taking pictures down the aisles and taking pictures of people.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay, cool.
So she said he was doing a Facebook Live, so I'm just taking her at her word. So we'll have to go in there and look at it.
Yeah.
It was, again, don't want to overuse the word, but I'm going to use it again. It was marvelous.
It was. And something else that was fun, too, Ma and Paws, that was a vendor, they're from Vandalia, they brought their great big rooster, 6-foot-tall rooster, and since the whole thing was something to crow about, they set it out in front. First, he was going to put it by his vendor table. I said, oh, man, could you put that outside? So when people walk in the door, the first thing they see is, you know, they're greeted
rooster.
By the giant rooster. So you and I had our picture taken by the giant rooster. Not by the giant. Well, we were
we
by
were standing by the giant. The giant rooster did not take the picture.
No. But Mariana Bays did. We want to say thanks to Mariana, too, because she helped us kind of, like we said.
She Girl Friday'd for us.
She did. And that was great for you and I to actually get. We sat down together for about 5 minutes and ate lunch.
Yeah.
And but she helped with anything we needed help with. And so that was great, too. And she took our picture by the giant rooster.
I even kissed the rooster.
I saw that. I haven't posted that picture yet.
Well, maybe that would be the more interesting one.
I'm sure it would be more interesting. More memorable at the very least, Don.
It was, again, I'm going to say it was marvelous. It was a great day.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have had better weather.
No, we couldn't have. No,
it was just, yeah.
Well, and, you know, we talk about the connections we made. I've also asked Tim Hastings if he would write an article for the May issue about his experiences at the home show. And I've also done the same thing with Terry Winkleman, because what she shared at the home show needs to be in our magazine again, because she can educate all of us on their successes and their failures with the Sustainable Backyard Tour, and just inspire us to either, whether we have a tour or not, whether how to make our backyards more sustainable and work for our families. And then I love the idea of slow foods. In fact, it was, we were telling her that when we had a 100-mile meal and we have our autumn dinners, she looked at me and she said, you're already doing slow foods. You might as well join with the organization that does slow foods, and these people could assist you in what you're doing with your kinds of dinners that you put on. So you and I have always loved the slow foods idea. Way back when we first discovered their logo was the snail.
Yeah.
It's perfect for that. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I keep looking in that back room here behind our studio and think of all the things we need to sit down and talk with Rick about, how we can bring what we learned and experienced at the home show in a different kind of venue and make that work here for community building and just sharing knowledge.
What a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, we can't say anything more other than, you know, it is required and incumbent upon us to say thank you to everyone who helped again.
Sure.
And to say we appreciate it and we are so glad you attended.
Tune in next week. We will have John Hoppy Hopkins on. He will be sharing his new product line and information about it.
EnviroSafe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, EnviroSafe.
No bites, no bugs, no poison. And so he was a vendor at the home show, and we want to keep this momentum going in our podcast and in our magazine. The excitement that we saw there, we want to continue to share. So
it's
that's
important.
What we'll be doing.
That is. Okay, so thanks.
We might go home and rest, Don.
You think?
I don't know. I'm not very good at that. I don't do rest near as well as I do busy. I need to live in the moment. I need a little zen and tangling myself.
What did your parents used to say? Is no rest for the wicked, right?
No rest for the wicked. And then I would say I'd hate to be wicked, because if this is rest, I've got a lot to learn.
All right.
Anyway, like you said, Don, thanks to everybody who had anything to do with the home show. And we appreciate your support. And it's on for next year is all I can say. I had my doubts, but they've been totally wiped away.
The free market has spoken.
They have spoken. They want what we've got to offer, and we love it.
Y'all take care. Love you. Bye-bye now.
Good night, folks.